One-on-One with Regional One Health is your inside look at how we're building healthier tomorrows for our patients and our community. Join us for expert insight that empowers you to achieve a lifetime of better health. Today, we're joined by Ambrosia Scott, Manager of Outpatient Rehabilitation at Regional One Health. She's here to give us an inside look at all of the rehab therapy patients have, whether they're recovering from an illness or injury, relieving chronic pain, working to improve function, you name it. Dr. Scott, thank you so much for being here today. We're going to delve into some of the more specialized therapies you offer, but first, give me the basics. What are the main reasons patients seek rehabilitation therapy, and what kind of diagnoses or conditions can you and your team help with?
Well, thank you for having me. And basically, you can look at that in two parts. So a lot of people will reach out for therapy for simple reasons, such as pain, stiffness in joints, a change in their ability to do some functional tasks that they had been able to do before. And then you have more complex issues that surround different diagnoses, such as a traumatic injury that could have occurred, diagnoses that are a part of the aging process, to include arthritis, changes with dementia, and cognition. So there's a big scope of why an individual may seek out therapy services.
And some of your therapies also target like a specific part of the body. I know you have hand therapists, you have pelvic floor therapists. Tell me about those options and what kind of conditions they can relieve.
Sure. So I feel like I need to be a little bit more specific on the types of therapy we offer here at Regional One. So we are a comprehensive rehab, meaning we offer physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy services. And within that, our physical therapists have quite a few specialties. So we have a pelvic floor and women's health specialist who focuses on those individuals that have difficulty with incontinence, urinary and fecal incontinence. It could be pelvic prolapse. It could be just weakness in the pelvic floor muscles that are associated with pregnancy, that are associated with aging. And so she will help with getting them into a program that will allow them to work on either strengthening or working on relaxation of those musculatures to kind of help them with those problems. We also have physical therapists that specialize in what we call the soft tissue modalities. So we have therapists that do dry needling and also do a technique called Graston soft tissue mobilization, in which we use an instrument to work on increasing flexibility in the muscles to help work on muscle spasms and pain that are associated with anywhere from exercising, deconditioning. It could be something related to a trauma, whether it's a surgical trauma and scarring after having had surgery, or just overuse syndromes that may occur from work or some of the activities that are done on a daily basis. Sometimes we have patients that come in with work injuries that may benefit from these modalities. And as far as the occupational therapy, our occupational therapists a lot of times will work with patients that have had some change in their functional status. They may have had a debilitating disease process, such as multiple sclerosis or a stroke or a traumatic brain injury, or even, again, a work-related injury to which they are not able to function and do their normal day-to-day routines with success. So a lot of times they'll focus on things that will help them be more successful in their normal day-to-day activities, which we call activities of daily living. Our occupational therapists also, our certified hand therapist, will be able to address orthopedic and neurological injuries to the hand, wrist, and upper extremity. We have patients that come in that have had wrist fractures or some type of nerve damage to the hand and wrist, and our certified hand therapist will be the individual to help work with them, whether it's treating them to help get them stronger, more functional, or also offering them suggestions and steering them in directions of those type of tools that can help them be more functional within their work environment or at home. Our occupational therapist also specializes in what we call FCEs, which are functional capacity evaluations, to help give the individual an idea or the physician an idea of where that patient is along the spectrum of care for their function. So a lot of times if they're having to try to return to work, or if the physician is just wanting to get an idea of what level of function they can tolerate, our occupational therapist will do a functional capacity evaluation to kind of help assist with that.
And do you have to evaluate everyone who comes in? I'm kind of wondering, when does a patient seek these services and how does it evolve so that you come up with a treatment plan?
So everyone gets a evaluation. So there's usually two routes in which a person would be able to be seen by either one of the three disciplines. With our physical therapy, in the state of Tennessee, we have what is called direct access. And depending on the insurance policies, a lot of private pay or those that choose to pay out of pocket can come out and seek a physical therapist directly. And so when they do it through that route, the physical therapist will do an evaluation, and if they deem that patient is appropriate within the scope of what we do as a physical therapist, we will treat that patient. We also will notify the patient's doctor to let them know that we are treating this patient for whatever it is they come in for. The second route for the rest of the three disciplines, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, involves a physician referral. So a lot of times patients will go to their physician, and it doesn't have to be a primary care. A lot of times we'll get referrals from specialists. We even get referrals from ancillary, or I can say other type of physicians, such as an ear, nose, and throat. We'll get referrals from a dentist sometimes for TMJ. But it comes in through the referral process to where the doctor has said, I think you would benefit from this therapy discipline. And then once we get that referral, the therapist will do an evaluation. And based on that evaluation, we'll set up a plan of care for that patient and to help them get better for whatever it is that they're seeking out assistance for.
Now, one specific service you offer is for patients with Parkinson's disease. Can you tell me about how you treat patients with Parkinson's at Regional One?
Absolutely, and this one is near and dear to my heart. I love our LSVT program. So our program for Parkinson's is called LSVT Big and LSVT Loud, and we break it down into those two components because one is for your movement quality, and the other is our speech therapy for the voice and the cognition. So with Parkinson's, it is a disease process to where there is a progressive deconditioning, both physically, cognitively, and vocally, because as you know, you're using muscles to be able to speak and express yourself. So with our speech therapy part, which is the LSVT Loud, we focus on breath support, we focus on helping the Parkinson patients communicate. A lot of times with Parkinson's, because of the weakness and because of how progressive the disease is, you'll find that patients start to withdraw. They are less likely to communicate because a lot of times people are not able to understand them. Because they lose their breath support, you can't hear them as well. So if you are a Parkinson's patient and you keep hearing, "What did you say? Could you speak louder?" It makes patients sometimes feel like, what's the whole purpose of me trying to communicate? So then they stop. And as we know, whenever you don't use musculature, there's weakness that can occur. So then when they do want to be able to communicate, there's difficulty there. So our speech therapists do a great job at assisting patients with being able to project, being able to know how to get the breath support to be able to be heard, to help them with their musculature that assists with vocalization. And then also, Parkinson's affects you cognitively and mentally, so they really work on cognitive strategies to help the Parkinson's patient continue to be as functional mentally as possible. On our LSVT Big side, that's broken down into both occupational therapy and physical therapy. And we work with the patient on being able to be safe with mobility, being able to do functional tasks within the home. A lot of Parkinson's patients, because of the rigidity that occurs and because of the weakness, they fall, they lose their balance. They're not able to do their daily activities, whether that is dressing or cooking for themselves. And we all want to be able to maintain a sense of independence. So our LSVT Big program really works with them on being able to be more independent with their functional tasks and safe so that they're avoiding those falls, they're not getting hurt, and they're able to be independent and feel independent.
It's really encouraging to hear how these therapies treat the whole patient, the whole person approach that really improves that quality of life. You have a huge scope of services, obviously, and therapists can also treat symptoms like dizziness, swallow disorders, speech issues. I'm sure I'm missing some. Tell us about these and some of the other conditions people might be surprised to learn are treated by rehabilitation therapists.
Absolutely. So one in mine is lymphedema. So we have a therapist here that treats lymphedema, and people are like, what is lymphedema? I've heard of edema, but I've never heard of lymphedema. Well, lymphedema occurs when there's a disruption of your normal lymphatic system, which helps you to regulate your body fluids and protect you from illnesses. And a lot of times, you'll see lymphedema occur with patients that have had surgeries or that are recovering from surgeries that a lot of times are surrounding from a lymphectomy, some type of cancer, but not always. Any disruption in that lymphatic system can cause that. And what you see is swelling in the appendages, so swelling in the arms, swelling in the legs, that is not your normal swelling that occurs that will fluctuate with activity. So our occupational therapist out here is certified in lymphedema, and it's a combination of manual lymphatic drainage, compression, exercise, and education. And it's very important because individuals that have lymphedema have a huge challenge with being able to be as mobile as they want to be. And then just also because of the external appearance of the lymphedema. So it's really a huge therapy that is very beneficial for our patients that, like I said, have had any disruption of that lymphatic system post-chemotherapy, post-radiation, sometimes those post-mastectomy, and like I said, lymphectomy, that have had those lymph nodes removed for any reason. One of our other modalities or therapy interventions is vestibular therapy, which we're excited to now have and offer at both campuses. And vestibular therapy is huge because we have a lot of patients that have dizziness. And dizziness can occur for several reasons. It can be because of, as a side effect of medications that we're taking. It can be because of just the aging process. And then also, it can be because of some type of traumatic situation. We've had patients that have been in car wrecks, that have had injuries to their head or have had falls. And so with the vestibular therapy, a lot of times it goes untreated and unseen because we're not really sure where, a lot of people are not really sure where it stimulates from. So our vestibular therapist, as a matter of fact, she's a neuroclinical specialist, is very happy to treat patients that are saying if you wake up and you feel like the room is spinning and you just don't know why, or you're having some issues with dizziness when you feel like you're turning your head, then this would be a good avenue to reach out to our therapist here, and she can do a comprehensive evaluation and start working with you on helping with that, because usually it comes from some type of central nervous disorder, or it could be some type of dysfunction in your inner ear. And a lot of times vertigo is the word that people will hear, and that can come from some type of fall or some type of injury or blow to the head that could have occurred in any type of situation, but can have a major impact on your ability to stay upright, to feel in what we call homeostasis, to where you don't feel like the room is spinning, you're not dizzy. So that is another option, the vestibular therapy here at Regional One. One of our other therapies is myofascial release. And so with the myofascial release, It is a form of soft tissue mobilization that helps with pain and helps with mobility. A lot of times with myofascial release is a precursor for some patients as they transition from having surgeries because of scar tissue. So for a lot of patients, the mobility is an issue, not being able to have the range of motion to do some of the activities, to walk, to even begin therapy for strengthening. So with the myofascial release, it really works to help mobilize the tissue and also decrease pain.
This is really eye-opening, and it's interesting how clients come from chronic pain to all the way to traumatic injuries, and then you have all these special rehabilitative services for this whole range of physical and cognitive issues. Thank you for sharing this with us today.
You're so welcome. I think sometimes we don't get a chance to touch on some of the things that people need, and I think education is key. So I appreciate you guys for speaking with me and allowing me to be able to provide this global awareness and insight on what we do as therapists. I think sometimes people have a one-dimension view of what physical therapy and rehab, and I think the first thing they think is physical therapy, but then they miss all of the other wonderful things that encompass therapy and what we are able to be able to provide to patients.
That's what's been really educational for me today. Appreciate you being here. Ambrosia Scott is Outpatient Rehabilitation Manager at Regional One Health. For appointments at the East Campus Center for Rehabilitative Medicine, call 901-515-5900. For the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center, call 901-545-6877. Thanks for making One-on-One with Regional One Health part of your journey to better health. Join us next time as we cover another topic to keep you on the path to a healthier tomorrow. Until then, be well.